So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 17, entitled The Pastimes of the Lord in His Youth. Today's text is 72-73. So the text on the board is 73. So I will read, read 72, then we'll go on to 73. Translation. Once the Lord explained the glories of the holy name to the devotees, but some ordinary students who heard him fashioned their own interpretation. 73. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When a student interpreted the glories of the holy name as a prayer of exaggeration, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, greatly unhappy, immediately warned everyone not to see the student's face henceforward. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the glories of the transcendental potency of the holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one unfortunate student said that such glorification of the holy name was an exaggeration in the Shastra to induce people to take to it. In this way, the student interpreted the glories of the holy name. This is called Arthavada, and it is one of the 10 offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, there are many kinds of offenses, but the offense known as Nama Aparad, an offense at the lotus feet of the holy name, is extremely dangerous. The Lord therefore warned everyone not to see the face of the offender. He immediately took bath in the Ganges with all his clothes to teach everyone to avoid such Nama Aparad. The holy name is identical to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between the person God and his holy name. This is the absolute position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one who distinguishes between the Lord and his name is called a pasandi, or a non-believer, an atheistic demon. Glorification of the holy name is glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should never attempt to distinguish between the Lord and his name, or interpret the glories of the holy name as mere exaggeration. Om Ajnana Trimandandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshusunmalitam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha vanchakalpatrubhyasya kripa sindhubhyecha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo namaha jai sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar sri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hari krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this instruction given to us today here is very important to understand that it is an absolute importance of understanding the importance of the holy name, because the holy name of the Lord is the only means by which we can overcome our misunderstanding, our illusion, our confusion, or even our identification to this material world or this material body. So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much disturbed when one of the students, who was not exactly very exalted person, but nonetheless he was in the audience when Mahaprabhu was explaining the glories of the holy name, and he took it that this holy name is kind of exaggeration, that everything is there. Srila Prabhupada explains, actually, that the entire conclusion of all the Vedic literature and all the potency is in the holy name of the Lord. So it's not an exaggeration. The holy name of the Lord itself is so powerful that it can deliver us from the dangers of repeated birth and death. And in this day and age of the Kali Yuga, specifically on the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is mentioned that he has specifically come to give us the holy name, the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. Goloka Premedana, Harinam Sankirtan. So he's come from the spiritual world to this material world. For what purpose? For the purpose of deliverance of the living entities. Now, when we study the scriptures, and we understand from the scriptures that there are many different processes to become enlightened and freed from misconception so that we can have a complete realization of what is our real position, and then due to that, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Now, many different processes are mentioned, but those are not easy to execute in today's environment. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very simple process, and that is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Vedivyas also, 5,000 years ago, when he was writing down the literatures for the benefit of mankind, he mentions Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. There's no other way, no other way in this day and age except the holy name of the Lord. So here when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the glories of the holy name and the potency of the holy name, one unfortunate student misunderstood that. And he took it that this is an exaggeration. It is not really all it's made out to be. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard that, he became very disturbed. And immediately, he jumped into the Ganges to take a bath and purify of all these nonsense he's hearing. Of course, it wouldn't affect Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at all. He's a Supreme Lord himself. So therefore, it won't make any effect to him. But he's showing to us that if we hear from an offender of the holy name, then we are also implicated in it. As Srila Prabhupada says, that the potency of the holy name is so powerful that it can deliver us from the greatest danger. At the same time, Prabhupada puts a word of caution when he's giving his talk on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He's saying that if one hears the holy name of the Lord from a non-devotee, then it causes a poisonous effect, just like the milk touched by the lips of a serpent. So Prabhupada is very, very importantly making this point and cautioning us that even though the holy name is very powerful and potent, if you hear it from the wrong source, it will have the wrong result. It won't have the desired effect. And especially here in this today's verse, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing by his own personal example that he is totally disgusted by some mundane interpretation of the holy name. And also when we come to Krishna consciousness, in the beginning, we do not understand much about the glories of the holy name. But we hear from different devotees according to their realization, they preach to us, and we get some kind of understanding, yes, Krishna consciousness is the process which we must take to be free from suffering in the material world. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, then as we become more and more accustomed to understanding the process of Krishna consciousness, the practice of bhakti, then we are given the basic fundamental principles of Krishna consciousness. And the first thing we are taught is the 10 offense against the holy name of the Lord. And it is very important that we don't just take this for granted. The 10 offense is not just meant for just the sake of being presented there, but it is very important for us to embrace every single one of these 10 offense against the holy name of the Lord. Because the holy name of the Lord is the only thing that will deliver us. Even if you are in a situation where you don't have access to a temple where wonderful worship of the Lord is going on, still, in an isolated place, wherever you may be, you may not have all the excesses of bhakti, all the 64 principles of devotion, but you have the holy name that is sufficient to free you and deliver you from this material world. That is how powerful the holy name is. And here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clearly saying that if one offends, once you not even see the face of that person, what to speak of here? That's why Srila Prabhupada also very cautiously is presenting his purpose of all these literatures he has translated for us in our benefit. And he says, always remain in the association of devotees. Why is it that we remain in association with devotees? It's because when we are with the devotees, then the devotees have understood the very principle of the holy name, and we will be encouraged to chant the holy name with purity. We are always told of all these pitfalls against making offenses against the holy name, but it doesn't go deep down to the core of the heart. And we began to make all kinds of interpretation. Of course, I am a strong critic of so-called kirtaniyas, making their kirtans. It may be very pleasant to hear the fanciful singing of kirtan. But unless until you don't understand that this kirtan, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as mentioned here, is non-different from the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Lord. Kali Kale Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. That He has come in His name form in this age. So it's non-different. Now, if I just ask one question, that when you enter in the temple room, the curtains are open, and you very respectfully go to Srila Prabhupada and offer your obeisances. Then you walk a few steps towards the altar, and you pay respects to the lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Gonita, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And you have reverence in your heart. Now, we may not understand that this person on the altar is non-different from the Supreme Lord. At least intellectually we have been given knowledge that the Lord's manifestation as in His deity is non-different from Krishna. He's the same Krishna. He's the same Rama. He's the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But at least intellectually we have that understanding, and we show awe and reverence and respect. Same time, when we pick up our japa mala and start chanting the holy name and begin to vibrate the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How much do we have reverence for the holy name? Because it's non-different. Do we feel in our hearts, in our minds, in our heart, and thinking, this is the Supreme Lord, He is manifesting in His holy sound vibration. He's not different. Do we have the same honor and respect? I would not say. Even myself, I'm guilty of it. That we don't have that same understanding. But it is mentioned in the process of Krishna consciousness that the chanting of the holy name is the means and the end. So you begin with chanting. And as you become perfect in your chanting, you become purified of all misconceptions, and then you actually understand your real position. And your real position is Jivere Swarupo Hoy Nityar Krishna Das, that you are servant of Krishna eternally, and therefore you will serve Krishna very nicely through that understanding. But when you actually come to that platform, what do? You still chant Hare Krishna. And this example is given to us by the great personality who is given the title, Namacharya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he also receives in the previous verses to this chapter, saying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy names. And he was chanting more and more. What was happening to him? He was becoming more and more attached to the holy name. He was actually understanding the non-difference between the Lord and His holy name. And when he was at the highest level of his understanding, did he give up chanting? Did he minimize his chanting? He increased his chanting. In fact, his eagerness to chant was even more and more. Now, if you look at our own position, we have been chanting for so many years. At least for in my case, I have now come to almost 40 years in this Krishna consciousness movement. And a year and a half before I joined, I was chanting. So you can see almost 40 years plus I've been chanting. But I don't have that intensity or that intense desire to chant 24 hours a day. Because we have made our vows, we have chanted 16 rounds, so we are eagerly waiting to finish our 16 rounds. By hook or by crook, we must finish 16 rounds. So sometimes due to excessive mercy of the Lord upon us, that we have been engaged in so much service that we don't have time to finish our rounds. So late at night, at even 11 o'clock at night, we are walking up and down in the corridor going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, eagerly waiting to finish a round. And then the last round is finished. You say, okay, now I can go and sleep. You know. So our eagerness to sleep is more than to hear the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us this insight here, that how important it is to try and avoid any offense. And we take it for granted in our daily practice that we commit offense against the lotus feet of the holy name of the Lord. Especially the first one. The first offense against the holy name of the Lord is very clearly said that it is an offense to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Now, it is not saying here a pure devotee of the Lord. It's not saying an initiated devotee of the Lord. It's saying a devotee of the Lord who has dedicated his life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also giving a clear indication who is a devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of the purport, Prabhupada says that anyone, even once utters the holy name of the Lord, he is a devotee. Now, what caliber of devotee he may be, I don't know. And I am not in a position to judge that person. So we don't know who that person is. Just like here, in the previous verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing that Haridas Thakur is none other than Prahlada Maharaj. So you don't know who is who. You know, we may appear externally as some neophyte devotee. But are we in a position to judge anyone? We are not. I remember sitting in this very temple room many, many years ago, and one personality, he was giving class. And in that class, before he started the class, he folded his hands and he offered his obeisances to all the Vaishnavas who were gathered in the audience. Now, of course, this person was somewhat considered elevated and senior to many of the persons sitting in the audience. But still, from his heart and with humility, he was saying that I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the devotees who have gathered here. And then the next statement he said, that amongst you, maybe some Narada Muni, some great rishis, some great elevated Vaishnavas sitting here. I don't know. I cannot see that. But they are there. So therefore, I do not want to commit any offense against anyone. So it is very important that we understand this concept, that we do not take it very lightly in our practice of Krishna consciousness, that we commit offenses. Because it's very easy, it is to criticize a devotee. You know, sometimes a devotee is making a mistake, or it could be a genuine mistake, because when we say it's a mistake, then he's not purposely doing something. Otherwise, it's not a mistake. You know, if you go and do something and it is accidentally done, then it is a mistake. And therefore, you say it is a mistake. So he's not purposely and premeditating and doing some nonsense or activity which doesn't seem correct. You know, if someone premeditates, then you understand, okay, you know, this person is an offender. And therefore, it is my duty to try and help that person from preventing this offense. But someone has made a mistake. But we are very, very quick to be judgmental and criticize that person. So criticizing a devotee of the Lord is offense against the holy name of the Lord. So every day we are making great endeavor to chant the holy name of the Lord, the prescribed process of Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we become critical and make offenses against the lotus feet of the holy name. Now, Prabhupada is using his words very carefully, saying, the lotus feet of the holy name of the Lord. That means Prabhupada is actually explaining that the holy name is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how a name can have lotus feet? How the name can have a personality? We identify ourselves with whatever name we have been given, but that name is just to address us. But that name is not us. Because when you take initiation, you are given a Harinam. So from that day onwards, you are known with that name. Krishnadas, Govindas, you know, Sitarani, Radharani, whatever name are given to us, we identify with that name. But prior to that, we had a different name. And when we have close associates and friends, they will call us by different names. So we have names, but we don't identify that name is non-different from us.
But here, the holy name of the Lord, as Prabhupada is mentioning, is known different from the Supreme Lord. And therefore, we have to be very careful. At the same time, there are a lot of cautions, and in this purport, the offense against the holy name, the nama parad, is very, very important that we understand this concept, that every day we are very mindful of all these 10 offenses. You know, I don't know if we still do it, because these days I can't really make it to the morning program, but straight after Tulsi Puja, we would sit down and recite the 10 offenses against the holy name as a reminder to us that as the day is going to begin, and our activities are going to unfold throughout the day, what are we reminded the first thing in the morning? 10 offenses against the holy name. And most of us, we have memorized them without fail. You know, if someone has to stand up and then says, what are the 10 offenses? Immediately he will roll it out without any second thoughts. Doesn't have to think, what was the third offense? What is the fifth offense? What is the seventh offense? No, it just comes out, natural. Because we have memorized. But do we actually understand the essence of memorizing this? The real essence of why we have been memorizing and remembering these 10 offenses against the holy name? Because these are very fundamental principles of our journey in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we may be here for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and till the last day of our breath on this material world, and we'll still not complete our perfection because we have offended the holy name. Prabhupada mentions that even if we offend Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Krishna takes it lightly and says, okay, you know, he's his conditioned soul. He doesn't have higher understanding. So he'll forgive you. But the holy name, there's no forgiveness. How are you going to get forgiveness from the holy name? The only one who can help you is the holy name. Therefore, we have to keep praying to the holy name that we become protected from all this offensive mentality. Because at the end of the day, it all boils down to committing an offense against the holy name of the Lord. So, we have to be very, very mindful that every day we are reminded, but we are not conscious of it. We have to become conscious and aware of it. And therefore, if you at every moment you're conscious of all these parads against the holy name, then the chances are you will not make any offense. But it goes out of your mind, we are not conscious of it, and then very quickly we become offenders. Especially, as I said, the number one offense is there. We are always critical of devotees. And when you start criticizing devotees, the holy name is not going to be very happy. And here it is saying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, the most munificent incarnation of the Lord, Namo Mahavedanyaya, Krishna Brahma Vedayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya, Name Gorata Vishnama, is the most merciful. He is addressed as Patita Pavan, Savior of the most fallen. And in most instances, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be very, very merciful. Therefore, even before we start chanting the holy name of the Lord in our japa, we are advised that we chant the Panchatattva mantra. Lord Chaitanya and his four associates. For what? Because if we commit some offense, then Mahaprabhu will kind of help us here. So, when we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts all kinds of imperfection in us in our execution of devotional service. But one thing which he doesn't tolerate, which is mentioned here, that if you do an offense against the holy name, then he will not tolerate. He is the most merciful. Even the worst kind of aparad you may do of killing of a brahmana or even a cow can be forgiven if you atone for it and pray to the Supreme Lord and his lotus feet. But when you commit an offense against the holy name, then that very Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Patita Pavan, Savior of the most fallen, he will not tolerate. And what he's saying here, He is advising not to even see the face of an offender. That much how serious Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is against committing an offense against the holy name of the Lord. So for us, we should not take it very lightly. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very kindly and very mercifully and compassionately giving freely the holy name of the Lord. He's not holding back any bars. See, Krishna, when he's advising Arjuna, the conditions of protection and shelter of the Supreme Lord, what is he saying? Sarva dharmam parijata, mame kam shruta. Give up everything first. When you've given everything first, give up every single attachment, desires, dharma, everything. Mame kam, you come to my shelter alone. Then aham tam sarva papi, I'll free you then only. He's putting a very serious condition here. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, chant Hare Krishna. And he's freely giving Hare Krishna mantra to everyone. As his own, if you read his pastimes, you know, he started his journey from north, went all the way to the south of India, and then again back up north. And wherever he went, he was chanting Hare Krishna and encouraging everyone to chant Hare Krishna. He did not see who is qualified, who is not qualified. Who is a Brahmana, who is a Vaishya, who is a Shudra, who is a Kshatriya. He didn't see qualification. He didn't see men, women, old, young, educated, uneducated, rich, poor. No discrimination. It was freely giving. That is why Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to this world, he broke the wall which was holding back the prema of Krishna. And he indebted the whole world with the holy name. Of course, the ninth offense against the holy name is to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. Now, when you are going to speak to someone, you say, are you having faith in the Supreme Lord? Then I will tell you more. Otherwise, I will not speak to you. You know, when you go out in the streets, especially, you know, Srila Prabhupada's very dear most project of distributing books. And you're out there in the streets giving out books, and you stop someone, excuse me, can you spare a moment? What do you think? Is he faithless or is he faithful? Has he a faith in Krishna or he has no faith in Krishna? If there's no faith in Krishna, there's no point giving a book. You'll probably end up going with 20 books in your shoulder bag, and then in the evening you come back with 20 books back. And you will think, I didn't find anyone. Because how are you going to judge? There's no a light on the forehead here with the neon light saying, I am faithful. I have faith in the Supreme Lord. There's no way of judging. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he did not discriminate. He did not think about whether someone has any faith or not. Prabhupada just started chanting the holy name of the Lord. And people came out of curiosity to hear, what is the old man doing? And after a while, as the crowd gathered, Prabhupada would say, thank you very much for coming. And then he would speak about Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna. And the whole movement is known as the Hare Krishna movement. Why? Because it's based on the holy name. And it's given to everyone. So, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees and acharyas who have come, they are freely giving. So, all of us have freely received this holy name, whether we are qualified or not qualified. But once we come to Krishna consciousness, then there is the word of caution. And now, these are the precautions you must take to prevent offenses against the holy name. And therefore I say the first offense is very, very important, that we really ingrain it in our brains, and every moment we think about it. Even if before you think about criticizing anyone, think carefully. Because that's, however small criticism it may be, will be a great hindrance in your spiritual progress. And that's like Prabhupada saying, it's just like an elephant goes into the fresh river water, takes a nice bath and comes out, and then he puts all the dirt on his body. So what's the point? What's the point of cleansing? So similarly, we are cleansing our heart every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then what happens? We douse the fire Fire has been ignited, and then we put a whole lot of water on it and douse it. So what's the point of lighting the fire when you're going to douse it with water? So what's the point of igniting the devotional spirit in the heart when we're going to douse it with aparads? So every step, we have to be very conscious. And as I said, I'm a great critic of the kirtaniyas. Because kirtan, we must learn from great kirtaniya. And to me, the role model of great kirtaniya is none other than His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. You hear Prabhupada's kirtans. You learn from Prabhupada how and the mood of chanting kirtan. I have never heard Prabhupada's kirtan stretching the Maha Mantra. Has anyone? You can correct me. I have never heard Prabhupada going, Hare Krishna! What is ah? You think Maha Mantra is like a rubber? You're stretching it? It sounds nice, very melodious. And you can feel, because music is very pleasing to the soul. Whether it is transcendental spiritual music or it is mundane music. That's why in the material world, all these so-called musicians, it's total mundane music. But they are so enchanted by music. So same with the holy name. You know, you stretch the holy name in every which way you like. It may be very pleasant to the ears. But it's an offense against the holy name. How you can stretch the holy name like that? You know, you've been given a name. Huh? I'll take your name, Vishwambar Prabhu, if you don't mind. Vishwambar Prabhu. And I go, hey, Vishwambar Prabhu. Would it sound good? He would say, you know, if I call him and try to call Vishwambar Prabhu in that way, he would say, God, he's lost it. You know, he won't say, wow, Maharaj, so nice, melodiously you're calling my name out. No, he would probably say, you know, he's lost it. So why would you state the holy name like that? Of course, now in the GBC, they're discussing for the last few years, of standards of kirtan, you know, to bring back the original meaning of kirtan. And Bhaktisiddhanta says, Thakur Prabhupada, he would speak, one of the most unmelodious person in his entourage, say, you lead kirtan. Why? Because it's not the music, it's not the tempo of the sound vibration which we are interested. It is the holy name of the Lord. And that is what you have to hear. Many times I see, you know, kirtan, again, as I said, I'm very much critical of this, is you come with the big wompers, everything go bang, 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 bang. The whole idea of kirtan is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Not drown the holy name of the Lord with wompers and all this noise. All you're hearing is bang, 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 bang. And just imagine, at the critical point, time of death is approached, and that final breath is going to be taken, and all what you hear is bang, 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 bang. What's going to happen? You're going to go some womper loka. You know, if there is a loka where there's wompers, or a planet which is shaped like a womper, you know, you'll probably end up there. Yam, yam, vapishmaram bhava, whatever your consciousness is at the time, that's what you're going to end up as. But when you hear the sweet voice, that's why even one of the songs saying, Gai Gora Madhur Swaray. Gai Gora Madhur Swaray. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with melodious sound, with pleasant sound, he's chanting the holy name. So of course we have to learn to respect the holy name, not take it for granted, any which way we like. Because if we do not have proper understanding of the holy name, then it is very easily to become an offender against the holy name. And once you commit offense against the holy name, it is very difficult to recover. So therefore, a word of caution is given, at least in this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that we have to understand the Supreme Lord and do not commit any offense against the holy name of the Lord. But as you appreciate the holy name of the Lord and you begin to chant the holy name with proper understanding, then slowly and steadily, all the anarthas and impurities and misconceptions will be washed out of the heart, and the heart then will become pure. And the heart pure means that you won't have any clogging in the heart,
an artery blockage and have put a stent in there to clear up and make the heart pump. The heart is a sitting place of the soul and the Paramatma. So the soul then is freed from all this contamination. Then he will see the Paramatma sitting next to him. And when he sees the Paramatma sitting next to him, then he will bow down with reverence. And then there's a relationship between the soul and the super soul. And then gradually at every point, you're making advancement. And more you chant, the more and more the chanting becomes sweeter and more nectarian, to the point that you don't want to give up chanting. And of course, that day will come in every one of our lives if we sincerely take to chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, it's gone 8:35. I'll stop here. If anybody has any comments, any questions.